should know. I need to hear. I want to make my feelings clear. I find you irresistible. You're the one I wanna get to know. Give me unconditional loving. Give me all your kissing and hugging. Give me all the things I've been needing, hard to find. I know that you tell me you want me. I know I've been feeling real lonely. I only have one desire, to make you mine. For you to get with me, to bring you ecstasy. For you to turn me on, to give you love all night long. Two hearts connect as one. When I saw you, my player days were done. Do you know what you mean to me?
Oh baby, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up some good game. I can't hear for shit with this damn mess. Ah, damn, I can't hear us either. Let me put on some Mac and music. All right, we're here. I can hear or see shit.
That's the new
single? Oh, because of
y'all, that's my desire. One of the singles from the album, Mink Slide. Y'all go to minkslide.com to get y'all tickets.
That's the new single. Look at how big my hair is.
To join us. Yes. So how y'all doing? It's Halloween.
Well, tomorrow is.
But tomorrow's Halloween. We got our Halloween.
Can you talk with that thing?
I know. Can y'all hear me pretty good?
his upper lip is trapped.
God, no.
Look at Janet.
Okay, let's see if y'all can guess who everybody. Now y'all not gonna guess who I am because I created my own character.
I guarantee somebody gonna guess who you are.
Who am I?
Now who is Layla? Show yourself.
Layla, show yourself.
There you go. Who is Layla?
Who is Layla?
All right. Janet Jackson. Yep, they guessed that.
From Poetic Justice.
Yes, it's Poetic Justice Janet Jackson.
Poetic Justice Janet.
Yes, indeed. And let's see if you guys can guess who Bree is.
We always got to guess.
Santa, look at Bree. Who is Bree, y'all?
Get in the character now.
Yes. Oh, she. Look at the moves. Look at the moves.
Look at the moves.
Let me see if they guess it. Somebody said Sarah Nicole. Somebody said Tina Turner. That's what I
thought. Okay.
Somebody said Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you got it. Y'all got it. Okay. There you go. Okay. It's Diana Ross. I said Tina Turner.
I know. Last
said Foxy Brown.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's
not. Yeah. So it's a mix of all of those.
We had to guess last year. We had to guess.
Yes, indeed.
No, but it was fine.
Now, some people say I'm Jesse Lee Peterson.
We have to guess who you are.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
I do kind of look like Jesse Lee Peterson.
You
but
do kind of.
Yeah, but I'm a coon zombie. That's what I am.
A coon.
I'm a coon zombie. So I could be Jesse Lee Peterson.
Somebody asked, was I a porn star? You getting blocked.
Lord.
You don't already got time for this.
This fool got biscuits
but
up
I'm
here.
A coon zombie. Instead of brains, I eat biscuits.
Damn.
I'm a coon butter biscuit eating zombie.
Oh, my God.
All right.
God.
That's but I could be a zombified Jesse Lee Peterson because I do kind of look like Jesse Lee Peterson.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we're here.
Oh, God, it's funny.
We're ready to chop up game. Oh, they were saying all types of shit for Bree. Chaka Khan.
Oh, you Aretha. Do look like Chaka.
Yes, you do.
I like that
somebody
wig, though.
I need more hair to be Diana Ross.
That's Diana Ross early.
Yeah, Diana Ross had a whole gang
of
hair.
Shit. Tracy Ellis Ross. What's up? What, give me one of Ross.
Her daughter. Right?
Man, I am taking calls in a minute, guys. Not right now. Somebody said Rachel Dolezal. Man.
Y'all
all right, so let's get it in. Let's see what's happening. Layla, what else? What's happening in the news out here?
Okay, so we all done seen this. I feel like we haven't been here in a while, but let's just clarify this treasure situation.
Yeah.
Please. So you guys, if you've been living under a rock, you've seen it. Treasure. The girl that was on Dr. Phil, she's claiming to have a white soul. She swear up and down she's white.
Yeah.
And, you know, her sister has been kind of outing them and kind of saying that everything was fake.
Yeah.
So she went on, like, somebody's IG the other day, and, you know, she had a little conversation, and she was saying everything was fake. They just wanted to fly out. They wanted to get a free hotel stay. Did you hear about that?
I heard about that. And I was corresponding with her sister the other day.
You were?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was talking to
you
her sister.
You be getting down to the bottom of
hell
it.
Yeah.
What was she saying when you guys had a conversation? Yeah,
the whole thing was fake, made up. She was telling a whole bunch of shit.
So, like, cooning for flights, basically.
Yeah, yeah, basically. She put on this whole act. She wanted to become a meme. She's clout chasing. She wanted it to go viral. So, she's, you know, people start cooning for attention. They know if they start acting like a coon, they'll get propped up.
But so that video I saw of her sister, she don't look like she got all her marbles either.
Yeah, there was some things. Yeah. There's some things going on with her too, it seems.
Was she saying like weird stuff when you were talking to her?
She was kind of normal, but then I seen my man Willie D, he interviewed her and she was kind of weird in that interview.
I did see that. She had a little afro.
Yeah.
I did kind of see that.
So that
some
was kind
of
weird.
Yeah.
So no telling what's
is
going on.
Is she a stripper? She was like, I got to go to work.
No, she works at a, she told me she works at a hotel down in Detroit.
Oh, she was putting on a lot of makeup.
Yeah. Oh, so stripper from Detroit?
Yeah, they're from, well, she's from Detroit. I don't know where the rest of the family is. The sister's from Detroit.
Okay.
And she seemed like she ain't like her. She called her a bitch or something.
Yeah, she was.
And when she said it with a whole lot of energy. Yeah. I'm like, is that your little sister or no?
Yeah, yeah, because that mother evidently is on some bullshit.
I was about to say, right, because she was telling them that a white man was their father for all of their life. Well, who knows now because they saying this bullshit. Like,
yeah, that shit is all over the place.
Heard they seen the Catch Me Outside girl, and she was like, oh, I want to do that.
Basically,
you know what I mean?
That's what it is. And Dr. Phil's ass, they sit up and let that girl say all types of crazy shit about black folks, mm-hmm. and then act like he's all shocked. Oh, my God. I can't believe she said all that. Right. No, yeah. Y'all made her. Y'all put her up there to say all that bullshit. Right. So you're not slick, Dr. Phil.
He act like he didn't need the ratings, because then he went on a talk show the other day, and he was like, all the people are saying I'm doing this for ratings. I've been on the air for 17 years. I don't need to do this for ratings.
They don't. Ratings are ratings.
Exactly.
And if they can have black folks looking stupid, they'll do that shit.
And he always have those type of guests.
He does.
Super controversial.
Super.
But then where else do they go at this point? Like,
yeah.
Went from like, what, Jerry?
Yeah,
because
Jerry
like,
Springer, you know, he's a joke.
Is
you know?
He still on air?
They about to give him a judge show. Did y'all hear that?
Jerry Springer?
Yep. It's gonna be called Judge Jerry.
Hilarious.
Oh, and basically the same shit. Well, apparently he has a law degree, so they like, he's rightfully, you know, can be.
Go off the air already.
Wow.
But it's supposed to be like similar to the guest that was on his show, like just
ratchet.
Get that lane back popping.
My God.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
Please.
Ratchet news is out there too.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard to focus with you with that mask.
I know. People really think I'm Jessalyn
Peterson. Lightweight scaring me.
I do look like a light skinned Jessalyn Peterson.
You do. That nose is horrible.
Are you Democrat or are you Republican? I need to get a
scare. So Jessie Lee, tell me about, you know, what you about to do today. You know, are you and Kanye linking up for anything?
Well, Kanye is a good person. I think he's very smart, unlike you other Negroes.
Oh, you sound like
him. Yeah, man, this nigga sounds just like
What do you think about Tariq Nasheed, Jesse Lee?
He's a race baiter who makes money flaming racial tensions. All lives matter.
You got that down.
Now, Bree, what else is happening out here?
Have you guys
she's
heard
getting
of
some of her,
James Brown.
Her Diana Ross bundles in her mouth. She's choking on...
No, but on shit. Have y'all heard of Blexit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Lord. Did y'all go ahead explain what that is.
I don't know. Candace Owens and Kanye West, they BFFs all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And they created something called Blexit. Mm. It is the black exit from the Democratic Party. Support them if you want to.
And I asked people, because their whole thing is black people need to get off the Democratic plantation.
Yep.
And understand, it's white people who are organizing that whole Blexit shit. Mm. It's some white people who organize that so they can kind of galvanize, vote for Republicans.
Yep.
And I tell people, if black people Blexit the Democrats, what the hell are the Republicans going to do for black folks? And then
absolutely
everybody gets real quiet. No, they don't know what to say.
Right.
So what party do they expect us to go to?
Yeah.
Because it was a Republican party.
Yeah.
That they released these t-shirts and like gave away all these t-shirts in his website. But then No one said anything about a liberal party or, and you know what I'm saying, anything, any other option versus Republican.
So they
That's
said
how you know
exit
it was like
and go
big,
where? They didn't
to the
say.
Republican
to the Republicans,
party.
Yeah.
To the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And how is that going to help?
Yeah, they don't ever explain. They start talking about, well, y'all ain't got nothing to lose. Well, what the fuck is that? That's
right.
An insult.
We have nothing to gain
we
either.
We have nothing to gain, like, exactly. What? We ain't gaining nothing if we're going to go from one plantation to another. Let's stay here and enjoy
plantation.
Our business.
Plantation. If you go plantation, huh? I'm just saying. Jesse Lee is scaring the shit out of me right now.
That nose
Coons
is like, geez.
Scare me.
I know,
like,
I creep up, I'm attack white women.
Oh my
god. So Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Oh my god. Did you guys see Red Table Talk with yes, Will Smith part
I
two?
I didn't see part two. I gotta see part two.
Love them.
Yeah.
I honestly want a relationship similar to theirs, and I'm not gonna lie, because they were basically talking about how people put relationships in a mold, and if you don't see people acting like your relationship, like, oh, they're weird, like, everybody has a different situation. She was basically saying her and Will have a different situation. She said they will always be together. She was like, I don't care if he lives on one side of the house with somebody else and I live on one side of the house with somebody else, we gonna be together.
Damn.
Period. She Damn. Said we are basically, they're soul partners. Mm-hmm. So they don't even call it a marriage. They call it soul partners. So their
life
relationship
partners.
Is, yeah, deeper than just, you know, we doing. And she said she had to do a lot of soul searching. And it just took a long time for her to be happy with her and what she wanted to do. So I was trying to read between the lines.
Right,
did
right.
You see did you see that, Bree?
Yeah, what you mean read between the lines?
Okay,
though?
So I kept feel like she was saying it, but she was dancing around it. Almost to like saying I had to live my own truth. And I kept saying, well, what is her truth? What is her truth? Like,
I mean, yeah, that's
to be happy. But I'm sure it's none of our business.
I was about to say, yeah, that's
yeah,
probably,
that's probably personal, you know.
Because I saw the first interview they did, and they were saying a lot of stuff that was kind of vague.
Yeah, it was kind of vague.
But it was real weird. Will was talking about how she was crying for 45 days straight. I'm like, what the hell? For what? What's
right,
going on?
Right.
Do y'all do shit like that? Y'all just cry for no reason or what?
Yes.
No, really? We cry for no reason.
Yes, women do. Yeah, yeah.
I don't cry
yes.
for no reason.
We have way more emotions, way less time to deal with those emotions. We have periods every month. Like, that shit is a lot. And some women do go through those spells where they just like can't control crying.
Yeah, I don't cry for no reason, but I do suppress my emotions and then maybe one day let it out. But I don't think I'd just be like, ooh.
But that's what most black women do. That's what we are told
suppress
taught
emotions,
to do. Suppress, suppress,
true,
suppress.
True.
Yeah, and then you fucking explode one day and you're crying for 60 days
Damn.
And people calling you crazy.
Right.
So I feel her. Yeah.
So you've done that, Bree, just wake up crying, no reason. You at Starbucks with a latte.
First of all, I've cried watching every single Red Table Talk that they've ever put out. And whether it was positive, had a it's always a positive message, but it usually starts with like some type of tragedy or like hurt. Mm-hmm. But I've cried at every single one of those Red Table Talks. And it's just, I guess it's a testament to people just being open and honest and transparent, because so much of the world
isn't. I got a little teary eyed off the end when what Will said to her.
Yeah.
That was
some real ass shit. And the thing about them, like, they were very vague. But you can tell they have grown together. They have come to a specific realistic agreement between them for their marriage, and it actually fucking works for them. But it took them 25 plus years to find it.
Yeah.
People don't even stay together 25 months anymore.
Yeah.
So
you
gotta do the damn work.
Find what works for you, and don't, you know, say, oh, that's weird that you do that and that's whatever. Find what works for you. Right. That's what I like about them.
Yeah, but I gotta watch part two.
You gotta watch it. Yeah. Oh, Will was also talking about, which I thought was interesting. So I wanna ask you this, Tariq.
Yes, ma'am.
So he was saying that he threw this big party, like you were saying, but he did it for his own personal ego. And she was like, she got mad at him because she was like, you're not throwing this party
to wedding. You mean wedding?
No, it was a birthday party.
Oh, okay.
It was her 40th.
Okay.
And he said he went all out. He had Mary J. Blige perform. He did all this stuff. And she got mad at him because she's like, you're throwing this party for your ego, not for me. And he was like, you know what? You're right.
Damn.
Because she said, I don't want to do anything. I want to chill with my man. I don't want no party. I don't want nothing. Mm. But he was doing this party for his ego. Like, I got Mary J. Blige to sing. I got this video.
And he did it with good intentions. Like, she was in a depressed state before. And he was, like, hoping that all of these things would bring her out of this state. he was gonna like orchestrate something to get her to a better mood.
But he did admit that he did it for partly for his ego. Yeah, so do said, men yeah, do it that? Like if you wanted to throw your wife a party, are you doing it, not saying like it's solely for your ego, but you're like, yeah, I threw my wife $100,000 shindig.
Yeah, of course. Well, you're doing it for props. You're doing it for clout. Whenever you do something big like that, it's always for clout, even though, which is a good thing. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Getting something for clout, as long as there's a good intention and somebody else is being pleased by it, that's good. But if she was already
she wasn't pleased by it, that was the issue. Yeah, yeah.
But it seemed like there's some issues going on there that she's really vague, real vague about.
Yeah, she's very deep individual. I love her.
Yeah. I love Jada too. I would love to have conversations with her. I know she's not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but
Jada, you need to come on the show.
Please, and your mom.
And bring your mom. Bring that mom of yours.
So pretty though.
God, I know that mom is bad. Bring her through. We can. You did.
Jesse Lee wouldn't get paid that.
I know. And if you have a white woman, bring her too. So Bree, what else is happening out there?
So if you have been living under a rock, you wouldn't know that Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
Why?
Right. So I remember a few shows ago, I was like, are we not addressing no more internet beef, right? But this is so big and monumental for one whole day yesterday that you cannot go without it.
What happened? Let's start from the top, because I saw Nicki trending, then I saw Cardi talking.
So Nicki has her podcast, Queen Radio.
Right.
And she began to spill tea on what happened the day of the fight.
Okay.
She also released, remember I told you guys that Ra Ali was the person that had Cardi's head like that?
Yep.
Nicki confirmed it. She's like, look, this is what happened. I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to get sued because they're going to come for the girl with the money, but I wanted to protect, you know. And so she's like, you know, I'll pay $100,000 to whoever work at the facility that'll drop the tape. That'll show you guys that it was Ra that put that.
Yeah, remember they were saying that the security accidentally bumped Cardi B. And then, Nicki was like, security didn't do shit. My friend beat you up. Stop lying, bitch.
Yeah.
So that's the footage she wants.
Okay.
Because Cardi's trying to chalk it off as like, security hit me in the head because she doesn't want to say that her friend hit her.
And then it turns into like receipts about who got this deal, who got that deal.
It was just a hot-ass, petty-ass mess.
So what I feel is that they really love each other. This is what's really going on. They really love each other. Because you can't have that type of hate for somebody that you don't love. How do you just conjure up that type of hate for a person that you don't even know? You know what I'm saying? So there has to be some underlying love. There has to be a power struggle. And I say that because Cardi came in the game like very disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I feel like because she came from the social media era, she just busting a door like,
well, you know what I be thinking about a lot of people, not just in music, but in the comedic world and all. I feel like they feel some type of way about these IG people getting famous.
And they should.
They feel like, they didn't pay their dues, but everybody's journey's different, man.
Yeah.
We're in 2018, so that's just what it is right now.
Everybody's journey
respect
is different, but you have to be respectful coming in the game. Like Beyonce ain't coming to game and was like trying to take Mary out, like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like,
disrespectful? Like she came in there talking about it, right?
Yeah, she came in the game disrespect. Like you have to pay homage to the people that are before you, matter what. Nicki did it to Kim though, so it's like
that's
payback.
That's what I was gonna say, because I used to hate when Nicki used to talk about Kim. I'm like, this is Kim.
Yeah.
Kim, bro.
But you see, they picking somebody. They just like, because she didn't feel that way about Foxy. She was cool with Foxy.
Yeah.
She was cool with Trina. But Lil Kim is her direct competition.
That's what I feel like.
Cardi feels like that, and Nicki feel like Cardi is her direct competition. It's just
I black hate women.
This is black women. This is what goes on between black women all the time.
It's from slavery.
Yeah.
From slavery.
Like,
it's a competition.
I'm mad that Cardi, when she was talking, she kept saying footages.
Oh my God.
I'm going to look at all the footages. I'm like, please stop saying it. She just kept saying footages. God, somebody give her ass a goddamn dictionary.
She needs to have a dictionary. Especially when she gets mad, she just say anything.
Footages, baby. No.
And now they want to kiss and make up. Okay, let's be positive from now on.
That's so damn fake.
It is.
That's something they managers right and told them to do. They
Man, so Layla, what else is happening out there?
Let me see. Oh, wait. Can I just ask you a question real quick? Because I got this long ass DM. We didn't come on the show last week, so I was going to address it then. But the guy was like, I need to know now. So I gave him a little advice. But I want your advice on this. So this guy's sound like Cardi B right now.
So, some advice and some footages.
I gave him some advices. No, but he basically was a cry for help. He wrote me this 3-page DM about how his girl, he does not want to cheat on her, but she's not giving him no coochie. And I said, so what are you, like, are you going out on dates with her? He was like, see, what happened was, I'm studying for this test, and, like, she wants to go out of town, and I don't have time for all that. So, you know, I'm not really taking her out, but I got to focus on studying. And I said, well, that's why you're not getting no pussy, right?
Yeah.
So he was like, so what should I do? So my suggestion was, I said, since she wants to go out of town, let her know after you're done with the test in 3 months that you guys are going somewhere. Let her start looking online now. And then that way, you know, she'll have something to look forward to. So I don't know. That's what I would want somebody to do for me. I'm just giving my advice. What do you think as coming from a male perspective?
Well, it's kind of vague. I mean, I'm trying to understand where, how all that ties into this nigga not getting no pussy. It's real vague.
Okay.
Because later don't be telling the story.
No, because basically she feels unappreciated. So she's like, I'm not giving this nigga shit. He only talks to me when he wants to get some coochie. Otherwise, he's studying and I'm not getting no attention. She's trying to go out of town, spice things up. He's like, I don't have time to go out of town, babe. I am studying. So basically, she's not getting any attention. But when it's time for some coochie, he's ready to go.
So what does this nigga want to do?
He wants some pussy.
Okay, well, do what the fuck. Take her some damn where. Tell that nigga, take her ass to Applebee's. Take this motherfucker somewhere. She want to go somewhere. Take her somewhere. Shit, it's that simple.
He said he ain't got time.
No, nigga, she ain't got time for the dick.
That's all that is.
Okay.
I mean, that's a simple fix. Take her ass somewhere.
That's what I feel like. I feel like guys do be doing that sometimes. Like, they don't have time to take you out, but when it comes time for you to bend that ass over.
Yeah.
Oh, they got all the time in the world.
Oh, I've got time now.
Pause time.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, you got time to stroke. That? You know, you got time to fuck her. You got time to go to a restaurant. You know,
exactly.
Every time they're
being lazy,
the women want to go out on a date, not just a movie, but somewhere nice. You know, somebody babysit the kids. She wants to go somewhere, dress up nice once in a while.
Right.
You know, she get tired of walking around the house with that damn bonnet on.
Right.
And flip flops and that dirty ass house coat y'all be wearing.
Right. So she wants to. What are you doing all that?
She wants to spice it up. Take her ass out.
Okay.
What city is that brother in, by the way?
He didn't tell me. He was like, please don't say my. I was like, no, it's all good. He just DM'd me. He didn't tell me the city.
His
though.
Name Deron. No, I'm just.
He didn't tell me all that. Now he was like, address this on this and please. I need some pussy. I was like, okay.
Damn, right. Damn, all right. Nigga. You'll be all right, man. Just take your lady out. You'll be fine.
You'll be
all right. Shit. My goodness. Bree, what's going on, Miss Ross?
Have you guys been paying attention to Love & Hip Hop lately?
Girl! Yep. Oh, my God.
So, okay. Mm-mm. So, I've caught some of the shows. Mm-mm. I haven't caught all of them. But the thing that's standing out with me, and she's not even on the current season of Love & Hip Hop, is Spice. Have you guys...
Spice from what?
Spice from Love & Hip Hop ATL.
That's
the
Jamaican
girl. She was the
Jamaican
artist.
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, right. Boom. Shit. So.
I didn't watch that one.
She has been all over the internet for bleaching her skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
To like a chalky, pasty, like super duper.
She looked like me. She looked like me right now.
Yes.
What color was she, brown?
She was darker than both of us.
Oh, wow.
What's up? Who's calling?
That's not dark.
Yeah.
What's happening, man?
What's up? Who's this?
Hey, it's Chris up out of Atlanta, man. What's going on, King Flex?
How you
What's
doing?
Nothing, Bree? What's going on, Layla?
Hey.
What's up, Chris?
Call me Janet Jackson if you're nasty, please.
Hey, what's up? I was out of L.A. last weekend trying to hook dozen up with Layla. What's happening, Layla?
Oh, is it? Are you the wait? Clear that up now. Wait, what did you say?
Clear it up. I know.
I hooked you up with my cousin when we was in L.A. last week on my family vacation.
You're the one. Okay, this guy DM'd me. He was like, "You'd be a great match for my cousin." We never hooked up, but
it's all good. We were doing a lot of family stuff. We had a big family vacation out there. We was out in Hollywood Hills. I also hollered at Bree on her live one night, and I was telling her I was gonna be out in the Hollywood Hills. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't really. Get a chance to really connect with y'all when I was out there. But hopefully next time, man, we can get up and do something.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you coming to the Mink Slide concert down there, brother?
Yeah, I got to go to that. Yeah, I got to go to that.
Get your tickets, brother. Come on, join us. Bring your family.
Why were you trying to make love connection?
All right, brother.
She's trying to play love connection.
Somebody, I thought I had that graphics. So what, they were trying to hook you up?
Yeah, he DM'd me a couple weeks ago. They love Layla, want to hook you up with my cousin. And then I was like, okay, send me a picture. And then he sends me a picture. He look nice. He's in the gym.
Damn, your head said send me a picture.
I was like, send me a picture. You know, But he was like, I said, why would you want to hook us up? He's like, because he works out. People automatically think, oh, he works out like you. And I was like, okay, or whatever. So he sent me a picture. And I was like, okay, well, you know, maybe so. But that was it. Like, okay. We never talked again. It was nothing else. So hilarious. I guess they were out here. And he did DM me. He was like, Layla, what's some good clubs we can go to? And I just referred him to some clubs. But yeah, that was it.
There you go. Yeah. That's funny. That nigga show up.
I was
looking like a little hobbit.
Right.
I was a little swole hobbit. That nigga taking bitches.
Right. I was wondering because I couldn't tell how tall. Yeah. He was.
Yeah, because niggas be faking the pictures. They be like sitting on shit.
Right.
You know.
And she be dead ass about height. Like, yeah. Wait a minute. I need to see how tall you are.
Yeah. Man. It's this one guy. Yeah. Yeah, I'm
gonna be great. Oh, shit. Oh.
No, it was this one guy and he was like 5'7" and I was just like, getting Bill Cosby on his ass. I was like, no. Yeah, no, 5'7" is not bad. It's just that I'm really short. In my home, like Fatima. Fatima was like, how you 5'2"? How you gonna be mad? I said, because I'm 5'2". Why we wanna be, you know what I mean?
Two little niggas.
But 5'7", Jesus, like that's like 5 inches taller than you.
I know, watch me end up marrying a 5'7" dude. Like, just for that.
That's not that far.
You 5'2", Layla?
Yeah.
How tall are you, Bree?
5'7".
Okay.
Tall as shit.
I know. Bree always look, you look way taller than what you are.
Bree looks, I do?
Yes, you look taller.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I wish I was taller.
No. Nice. You do?
Yeah.
I wish
I was like 5'9".
Really? Mm-hmm. I used to hate my height, but I actually like it now. We in style.
Bree, have you dated short niggas before?
Not most. Yeah, I have.
Okay.
So like 5'7", my same height mostly.
You never dated tall?
Yeah, I dated tall dudes, but I'm like mostly it's my same height. I've only dated one dude that was shorter than me.
How tall was he?
Like 5'5".
God damn.
Shit.
5'5", 5'6".
Oh my God.
It's the little niggas that be real violent and shit.
I thought she was
a sweetheart.
I beat your ass. So that means
you gonna
open.
Love on me. I'm gonna whoop your ass, bitch.
Oh my God. You open a Webster. Remember, you supposed to hook up a Webster.
Your mama open a Webster. Y'all, Layla gonna quit playing with me.
But you said he's gonna hook up with
Webster. I was trying to hook up with Emmanuel Lewis, but he was out of town.
You trying to hook Layla up, they the same height. It would make more sense.
That would be ridiculous.
Lord. I was going to hook that shit up. That was going to be beautiful.
Please.
Man. Layla, what else is happening out here?
Oh, you know what? I thought this was kind of funny. So Nick Cannon was on his podcast not too long ago. And this fool said, and I lightweight believe him. Y'all going to get mad at me for saying this. He said he can rap better than 90% battle rap, though. Battle rap. Better than Andre 3000, Drake, and Lil Uzi. He said, and I kind of, if you guys watch him on Wildin' Out, he's actually pretty good. But he said nobody can really beat him with the battle rapping skills. What do you think about that?
I see where he was coming from.
I like Nick. I like Nick. I think Nick is a good dude. Battle rap, I don't know.
Yeah. And the reason he said that is because at the end of every show of
he do be killing
Wildin' Out, they have a battle and they battle rap. And it'd be like 4 or 5, sometimes 6, 7, 8 bars, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But he's been doing that shit. How long Wildin' Out been on for? Like 8 seasons he's been doing it. So I could see where he's coming from. But like for real, sit down in front of Andre and think you gonna body him. No, sir.
But he's
like, that's why he prefaced it by saying battle rap.
Yeah, he said.
Yeah, that. Exactly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I still think Dre would take his ass. I know. To
Wait,
school.
But did you also hear about what Nick Cannon said about voting though?
What did he say about voting?
He was basically saying that voting is a waste of time. It was a whole like thing back and forth between him and Angela Rye. Did you see that thing?
I didn't see it, but I agree with him to a certain degree.
He was basically saying
I feel like that too.
Yeah, he was like, it's all just, you know, a facade. They're making us think we have a voice and we don't have a voice. Like, voting is a fucking waste of time. And then him and Angela Rye went back and forth and back and forth. And yeah, it was a whole thing. So what do you think about that? Do you think voting
if you don't put no money behind the candidate where you can control them, it is a waste of time. See, we got to start putting, and I say you vote on a local level, that's fine, but when you vote in these big elections and you don't have any financial backing for your group on a politician, you're just not gonna get nothing. You're gonna get used, and that's what happens to Black people.
Mm-hmm.
We get used left and right, and nobody does anything for us.
So vote locally. I mean,
yeah, voting locally is the business.
That's
the way, that's the move. But when you start voting for these, you know, these presidents and all that old shit, if you don't have like a money in a pack where you can control what they do, just like the gay community controlled Obama to a certain degree because they put a lot of money on him.
That's very true.
Yeah, they put a
and
lot.
He pushed
of,
a lot of their agendas.
He pushed a lot of shit for the gay community, even with the Hispanics. Obama did a lot for them because you had people like Eva Longoria and other Hispanics raising money for him. We black folks, we don't be raising money for no goddamn body. We be like, that nigga black, we black, he gonna hook us up.
Right.
Exactly.
And then
he'll
do shit, and then we sit here holding the bag.
Right.
So, you know, we gotta start using money as our own weapon to get shit done. So, you know, Nick was right in that respect. So, Bree, what else is happening with you?
With me? Well, I'm supposed to. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So, have you guys heard of Frida Kahlo? You know Frida?
Frida?
The artist Frida Kahlo.
No.
I guess I have to show you a picture.
Frida Kahlo.
Yeah.
That sounds like a diet
Frida
soda.
Frida Kahlo. Frida Kahlo.
Frida Kahlo? Frida,
what a dude just DM'd me.
Frida Kahlo slept with women that he cheated. God damn.
So, that's what I would like to talk about.
Shit.
Wait, who?
I would like to talk about. So, Frida Kahlo, I think she's an artist, right? I ain't gonna say her claim to fame, but what she's been known for is her husband cheated on her with a gang of women, and her revenge back was sleeping with those women that her husband cheated on her with.
God damn.
Wait, what?
That's funny. She's a
what
Hispanic
do you think that's? Is that a bad idea?
That's funny.
Is it funny or is it a bad idea? Like, are you gonna get killed if you do that shit to somebody? You know what I'm saying? Like,
did the man even care? Because some guys got.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's so strange. I mean, was she bisexual or she was
probably
just...
not? But and him caring has nothing to do. You know what I'm saying? If they were in the room together, I think you know that would be a different story. But sleeping with him behind their back is a different story.
And then he
like
let
men
me know?
That men that like to sleep with a lot of people, you can't cheat on them. Women can't cheat on those type of men. Like, they hearts be broken like a mug. So I'm just like, how do you feel?
That's weird. That's just weird. You know, she's doing that.
Yeah.
And they said she's like some kind of surrealist painter.
Yeah, she's, you know? She's like a kind of, what is the one guy? Basquiat, like very like...
eccentric.
Yeah.
Eclectic.
Vague.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's weird. That's real weird.
That's weird.
And she looks kind of weird her damn self. She looks kind of funny. So I'm like, what quality bitches was this nigga fucking with?
That's would you do that like that?
Hell no.
Why not?
No.
Well, is it just because of the women? Because I feel like she did it for the principal. But I want to know, would you do it?
I could think of some other shit. Like, I could slash your tires.
That's easy. Like,
car,
everybody
window.
Does that.
I know. I keep it the cliche.
But
going.
You do that type of shit, though?
No,
you bust out people windows
honestly,
and slash
no. Honestly, no. I'm real mellow. Honestly, I'm very calm. Like I could take a lot of shit, but I'm really calm. I'll just leave your ass.
Tariq.
Like I'm real low key. Nah, you know what I would do?
Slash your tires,
you know
Tariq?
What I would do?
Not slash tires. I've had like the lipstick written on the windshield and shit like that.
No, you know what I've seen?
Little shit like that.
You know what I've seen though, and you know some shit I would do.
Yeah.
And I've seen my mom. I'm sorry, mama, but I got to put you out there.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, mama, but I got to put you out there. When I was 16, I'll never forget this. My mom got so mad at my stepdad. Right? He worked at night, so he left probably for like maybe he left about 5 p.m. for work, and he like overnight shift or whatever. So we knew we wasn't gonna see him till like early in the morning, right? Everything in the house looked normal. It looked normal. When he left at 5 p.m., guess what we had to pull up? A fucking moving truck. We moved all that shit out the house. Boom, that nigga came home to an empty house, nigga.
I did that before.
This is the type of shit that I've seen. So, yeah.
I've done that before.
I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm saying, damn, he was surprised and shocked. And, yeah.
I had a girl. I was dating this girl, and she didn't want me to go to a club. And I went to the club, and she didn't know what club I went to. This bitch went to every club in L.A. and went to the parking lots until she found my car.
Wow.
And I went to some old random fucking club in Burbank that nobody knew about.
Damn, how she found you in Burbank?
I'm grooving.
Oh, my God.
I'm at a random fucking club that I ain't never been to. Somebody told me about it, and I'm like, I'm dancing, and there's the VIP, and you can see outside, and I'm dancing with some random chick, and I'm getting it in.
I hate the way you dance.
This is the early 2000s, so I'm doing the stanky leg. I'm in there doing the stanky leg like a motherfucker.
That's a bad picture.
And the chicken head dance and all that
Lord
shit. And the girl I'm dancing with, she was like, do you know that person in the car outside? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I look out, it's my chick blowing the horn. Come on, come outside. But how the fuck did she find me? So I act like I didn't see her, so I keep on doing the stinking.
Oh, you act like you ain't see her, Lord.
Then I realize, I'm like, wait a fucking minute. If she knows I'm in here, that means she knows my car is outside. So I went to my car.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm walking up to it. It looked normal. I'm like, well, ain't nothing wrong with it. No dents, ain't no cuts. But on the windshield, there was a smear. The windshield was completely smeared. And I kept trying to wipe the shit off, and it kept smearing more. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit I put on my windshield? So I go to the gas station to try to get this substance off my windshield, and what all the water I kept putting on it, it just kept making it worse, where I couldn't see out of my windshield. Mm. So I'm driving home with my head out the window, like Ace Ventura. I get pulled over by the Burbank police.
Of course you did.
Yeah, they pulled because it's crawling with police. They're like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with your car? What is that? I don't know. Somebody vandalized my car, sir. I might want to file a police report. I go into victim mode. Lord Jesus. Somebody did this to me. Why? So they let me go. I go home. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And she was like, yeah, you like that windshield? I was like, what the fuck did you put on my windshield? Nigga, I put some douche on there. She put douche on my windshield.
Douche thing?
Like the push in your cooch. She had like from the,
that does
in her purse, she had douche, yes. She put douche on my windshield.
I thought that was mostly water.
That's what I thought.
How long ago was this? What type of creamy douche she had?
She had a douche she put on the damn windshield. You get and water. Water kept
who
making it smear.
Who even douches anymore? You're not supposed to do that.
I guess they were still douching in the early 2000s, okay? This was the early 2000s, so douching was the wave back then.
I hate the way you say that word. That's number one. Every time you say it, I cringe a little more. But so, what could possibly have been in a douche to make it keep spinning?
What's the chemical in that?
There shouldn't be any chemicals. It should be like water and vinegar.
If it's that bad, that you should not be putting that up your cooch. If you can't even get it off your windshield, that's a bad sign.
Man, so women ain't douching these days?
No, it makes you have a yeast. It will make you have a yeast infection, bacterial infection. It cleans out all the good bacteria and makes you get an infection.
So how are women cleaning their pussies out these days? I don't know.
Put a water hose up there. What do you mean how they clean?
Soak in the tub.
Vaginas self-clean.
They self-clean like cats. That's like cats. Yeah.
Wait. Cats lick themselves. We're like cats. Yeah, we're like cats. No, yeah, vagina is self-clean.
Yeah, they self-clean. That's what my doctor told me, too. I was like, she's like, no, don't stick anything up there.
You're not even supposed to put soap.
No, you're supposed to just rinse it out. You stick your fingers up there and keep it pushing.
Damn. Layla?
I mean, I'm just kidding. I mean, y'all wanted to know if you want to really get the cracks and crevices.
Y'all can get yeast infections from douching.
Yes, it's really bad. So I mean,
y'all keep douching, y'all pussies be looking like these biscuits.
Lord. Oh my God.
So, Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets, dear?
I don't know if you guys heard, but Apple.
Oh, I love this. Kinda.
No, you don't.
Apple's
releasing a new update that will allow us to group face chat.
We can all group face chat.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Group FaceTime. First of all, Layla don't even FaceTime. That's number one.
She really don't.
It's so weird that people FaceTime so much.
People be FaceTiming me and I literally hate it. Why? And they be like, why you never answer your FaceTime?
I don't like answering the phone. I don't like talking on the phone anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
I could see your concern, though.
Do y'all ever get these random calls and this motherfucker's trying to sell some shit? It's like an automated call.
Yeah.
Only you, Tariq. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. That's... Motherfuckers be calling you, especially when you're in the shower, you're doing some important shit, and then the phone rings, and it's like, hey, you want to go on a cruise to the Hawaiian Islands?
Oh, it'd be like a recording.
It's like a recording, and I'm like, where the fuck do they get your number?
Yeah, I have had the recordings. I haven't had like a personal.
I feel like I know somebody to answer one of those, and she was like, it was a legit trip.
Oh, damn.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be hanging up.
I always hang up. Because I don't got time. Nine times out of ten, they're going to try to sell you something like
that. Yeah, they want to try to get you to do a preview of a land.
She didn't pay nothing.
No, she didn't pay. They'd be like, oh, taxes or something.
Oh.
Like $25 to go on a cruise.
Oh, okay, damn.
Yeah, they probably finesse her to do a timeshare or some shit.
I don't want
to
do cruises.
Man.
Tariq's a hot topic. Please, we got to talk about this. What? Did you see Tariq's show on Sunday? Yo, Bree, if you missed that shit, I was on the floor crying.
Man.
Tariq, please. update, please.
Just I had to roast some.
That was the hardest roast I ever. He was a roast fest 2018.
You know, they had this thing with the White House. They had this young black leadership conference bullshit where they had a bunch of coons. Mm-hmm. It was Coonapalooza. It was just a summer jam for coons.
Oh, my God.
They had all those Negroes up there just buck dancing, acting a damn fool. And a couple of them coons took shots at me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
they went online. Really, they went online. Nigga? It was like a whole online battle. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, really, like, nigga? Shit. Yeah, nigga, fuck with Tariq, man. And one of these niggas is a little moist nigga. When I see you, nigga, I'm going to whoop your ass, all this stuff. Really, it's a nigga with micro mini braids and a bun and shit. I'm like,
oh, he got a man bun. He
yeah, that nigga had a man bun. I'm like, nigga, if y'all. Damn. So I had to roast. I had to roast these niggas. But the thing is, you got these coons out here who are walking around trying to co-sign Trump. And a lot of these niggas use these hats as like a surrendering flag. They think if they act like a coon, the white supremacists are not going to mess with them.
Right.
You dig? And they're going to get a rude awakening.
But they were at the White House really thinking they accomplished something.
Right.
It was crazy. They were all there like, yeah, you know. And then the other guy, what was he saying? He was like, yeah. He was making a joke out of the white supremacy. He was like, yeah, we the black white supremacy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was, so, it was, yes.
That's one thing to be like a Republican and have that stance. But then like, he was I'm talking a black about, white supremacist.
Yes, he
like,
said
ridiculous.
That. And I was like, wow, the cooning is so far right now. It's going so far.
I think it's like when a lot of people came out being gay, like a lot of women start, young girls start being gay all of a sudden. It's like a trend.
Yeah.
Like, let's go with the trend.
And cooning is a trend now.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
Like with Kanye, that's why they propped up Kanye. He's acting a damn fool.
Right. Because he has a voice.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
Okay, let's get this nigga.
So you have a lot of other nigga nerds who identify with Kanye because he's a nigga nerd.
He right. Is. True.
So
true.
Other nigga nerds who are outcast among black society that black people don't really fuck with. And they have a lot of vitriol towards black society. They're like, well, shit, I want to be like Kanye. I can get shine. I can get internet clout because that's really what a lot of it is about. Niggas would do anything to get some Instagram
that made
shine.
Me cringe so hard when I watched that video. I was like, wow, yeah. They cool. They tap dancing. Like, it was sad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sad you tap dancing that hard.
You dig? But niggas going to get a rude awakening. Ain't, yeah. The cooning ain't going to save you.
Right.
At all.
Yeah.
But I still love white women. I still love you, white women.
Oh, wait, could you do a scene from Mahogany? Wait, is that Diana Ross Mahogany?
Yeah, that's yeah.
Have you even seen Mahogany, Layla?
No. I know.
Everybody do a scene.
You know how long ago it's been since I seen Mahogany?
Do a scene.
I could do your scene better than you probably can.
Do a scene from Poetic Justice, Layla.
Oh my God. Hey, what you coming in here for? Hold on. You want to smell my poo nanny? Hold on. You like that?
There you go.
She didn't go there. How was that? That was fucking terrible.
Please, Lord.
See.
She was like, hello.
Hello. Hey, Lucky.
She practiced that one.
Man.
Oh, Lucky.
Okay, go ahead, Bree.
I ain't got no scene. I could do some dance moves for you.
Lord.
That's all I got with her bougie ass.
What movie was Diana Ross? I know she was Lady Sings the Blues, Mahogany. What other movie she was in that was...
The one that Beyonce played.
What you say? With Brandy?
The
Diana
Disney Ross? Movie?
What, was that Cinderella or some shit?
No, she said double platinum.
I don't know what movie that is. I don't know.
Man.
Okay.
Man. So, Bree, I mean, Layla.
Me.
Wait, put it back on Layla.
You won't put it back. Okay, you know what I think this is? I love this right here. Okay, so Ava DuVernay and Netflix have teamed up and they are doing a Prince movie.
Yeah, I want to see how
that's
going
to turn out. Yeah, his estate has... Wait, why?
You already sound like...
Why are you so
Ava
against
DuVernay,
this?
They might do some shit where they... Make, you know, try to make him real moist or something. I don't know.
Wait, why do you think that?
You know, because Ava DuVernay, they kind of push, you know, certain agendas.
Like what?
Yeah. They kind of push some intersectional type of stuff, you know.
Really?
So, yeah. But, you know, no shade to her. I just would like to, you know.
Who would you like to see do it?
I'd like to see Spike Lee. I'd like to see somebody like Spike, because Prince was
Spike
a very.
Spike Lee?
Yeah.
I know, that's kind of.
Yes.
Prince Spike
was,
Lee do
Prince, Prince was a very conscious dude.
Yeah.
But Spike Lee, though, like...
Yeah. Spike does good documentaries.
I didn't realize Prince was that conscious.
Oh, this is a documentary?
Yes, a documentary. Yes, a documentary. Oh,
okay. Because I'm like, Spike Lee, I think he take too many... when he doing like scripted movies, I think it's too jokish. You know, for the how serious the topic is most of the time. I mean, he got a lane. It's his own lane, you know, and I respect it. But like, you're going to do a documentary on somebody,
I would like to see what direction they're going in with it. So, you know, well, shout out to Ava DuVernay. Shout out to her. Bree, what else is happening out here?
I don't know. In rich people news, shit. Miss Kris Jenner was surprised to be getting a Ferrari from her daughter for her birthday.
Oh, Lord.
Hilarious.
I'm so done. Lord. I think they don't already have enough.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Maybe Tariq can answer this question since he's rich. No, I'm joking.
I know.
Put my business out there.
I'm just joking. Do people get tired of, like, if you buy somebody a gift that has everything? Well, I've done that before, though. Yeah. I've bought people gifts that have everything. It's like, you don't, well, are you, do you still care?
Yeah, you do. It's the thought that counts. It's the thought that counts. Yeah, it's definitely the thought that counts. So, you know.
And I feel like Kris felt like, shit, her kids beat up on her a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, they always talking shit about her, even though, like, that's the relationship she has with them. Yeah. But I don't feel like either one of them have ever, well, they haven't publicly shown anybody doing something like that for her, and everything is public with them, so you know, you would have saw, besides Kim setting her up to get that $1 million from
Fashion Nova. I don't know what it is, but like, I'm so over them.
Yeah, it's just,
I used to really used to like them, and that's not that I dislike them, I appreciate
how family oriented
they are. I like about them.
I'm
just tired of them.
Yeah, it's oversaturated. Like you said, the market is done.
What's
Rob's ass up to? What's that nigga?
He's somewhere trying to lose some weight.
Yeah.
And get his life back together.
Okay, yeah. He was all big and juicy and shit after Blac Chyna finessed his ass.
Damn, that was a crazy.
And did you see she said she would possibly go back to Rob? Or the only person that she would settle down with or marry would be Rob.
When'd she say that?
In an interview recently.
Oh, damn.
But, get the hell back.
She's trying to circle back on that bag. Lord.
That's all it is. She shouldn't have messed it up in the first place.
I know. Doing all that old ratchet shit. Fucking these little teenage niggas and
sucking
dick on Instagram. I mean, God damn. This bitch don't know how to just hold on to a bag and just finesse it and drain it.
It'd be crazy. Look, that guy's trying to take it for his cousin. Remember I said his cousin was short?
Oh, Lord.
He going to DM me talking about, he's 6 feet.
Layla missed her husband.
I know. I don't be answering my phone.
Lord.
I'm the worst.
You gave him your number?
No.
Oh, I'm like,
I'm just saying, I don't be answering my DMs. I be late. I be in my own world, y'all.
Man. Anyway, let's get up out of here because we got some festivities. Let me take one more call. I think these phones be.
What festivities you got to get to with this coon on
your
phone?
He want to go door to door cooning.
Man, you know, we got to. To take the kids trick-or-treating.
Today?
No, tomorrow, but we got to get all the little costumes together.
Are y'all going to, do you open your door for trick-or-treaters?
We do.
We do.
Of course, we do. They want their ass knocking on my door indefinitely. What's going on? Who's calling?
Indubitably.
Hey.
Hey, Tariq.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Brandon calling from Atlanta.
Hey, how you doing, Brandon?
Hey, I'm doing good. What's up, Layla? What's up, Bree? My sister-wise.
Your sister wives. So funny.
Did we meet you down in Atlanta, Brandon?
Nah. Okay. I wasn't there.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna be there for the concert though.
Oh, cool. So what's on your mind, babe?
Yeah, I'm calling because you know, the elections is coming up, and I was kind of thinking the reason you know, Black people kind of get fucked over with the elections is because we never learned to codify our vote.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, and there's three things we can do to kind of make sure we don't get fucked up no more. One is make sure we don't vote for any suspected white supremacists. So,
correct.
You know, that white dude out here in Texas, Oberg, you know, he's just talking. So I suspect him of being a white supremacist off rip.
Okay.
Number two, can't vote for Democrats or Republicans because they have a long history of just anti-Black policies.
I agree.
Number three, only vote for candidates who have a long-standing history with organizations that do constructive things within like Black American society, organizations like Colin Kaepernick's organization, you know, fighting against police brutality. You got a sister have an organization called Black Girls Code, teaching young Black girls how to, you know, create software. Organizations like, you know, the 100 Black Men of Atlanta, things like that, so that we know at least, okay, these brothers have a connection to us. So if we at least, even if we go out and vote and don't put no money behind him, we at least know, okay, this is a dude. He at least got some sense. He's connected to us, and we can step to him because we know who he's affiliated with.
Now, you know, that lady down there in Atlanta who's running for governor, What's the vibe about her down there? Because I haven't heard anything about a black agenda with her.
People like her because she's a sister. You know, she's married to a brother. You know, she sounds good. She's smart. But again, you know, most black people, that they see a black face and that's it, you know. And I learned from Obama. You know, I voted for Obama. And the year after I voted, I was watching a news clip and I saw him in front of the NAACP talking about black people got to stop complaining and all this shit. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So since then, I haven't voted for nobody.
Yeah.
Like, I don't vote at all now, local or anything, because I don't know these niggas.
Yeah.
Kind of like you and Maj.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He sounded good. He was saying the right shit. And then all of a sudden, like, hey, whose man is this?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. So same thing with dude down in Florida. I don't know that nigga.
Real talk. They parading him around, and he's talking good. He's talking some good shit.
Yeah, sound good, but yeah, I don't know him. Yeah. I mean, like, if he was affiliated with the Nation or something, I know the Nation.
Yeah.
I know the Nation heavy. I see the Nation all the time, but, you know.
Yeah, he just come out of nowhere.
That's my stance.
Yeah, they got him out of nowhere, and he's
Same
around.
Thing like Obama. Obama came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He really did.
Yes,
he
did.
I said that about Obama. Yeah. Like, he just fell out the sky and was like, saving grace.
Yeah, they were like, this is y'all guy right here.
Yeah.
And we ate it up.
So,
yeah.
And I think, you know, I think, honestly, I hope both those governors get elected, the brother and the sister.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, and I guarantee you what's going to happen if one of them get elected, you know, somebody's going to get shot, there's going to be a riot, and then we're going to see.
Man.
So,
hopefully they don't, but, you know, we'll see what's going on.
I mean, it's the system, so, you know, it's eventual.
No doubt.
Can I?
Go ahead, sweetie.
No, I was going to, tell you about some Kanye news that just came in.
Thank you for the call, brother. Go ahead.
No, this news just came in. That's what I was wondering.
Oh, shit. What happened?
Okay, so Kanye just fired off a series of tweets basically saying he is distancing himself from Donald Trump and the Make America Great Again movement.
Lord.
He said, I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. I'm distancing. This literally just came in.
Let me look. Go ahead.
It came in on TBC. I'm distancing myself from politics. I'm completely focusing on being creative.
Oh, Lord.
Kanye, he said he's tired of this. He's distancing himself from politics. He's been used. I don't know where he just got this from. Like, literally came out of nowhere.
We're trying to look it up and see.
Yeah, it says Kanye, culprit under...
Because 15 minutes ago, he was making Blexit shirts with his dumb ass.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's saying...
He's culprit.
Okay, what's he saying? This is what he's saying.
Yeah.
I support creating jobs. Look, what is this coon talking about?
Did you...
Okay, I'm looking.
This literally just...
My friend and loved ones supporting my actual beliefs. I'm creating... What is he talking about? Well, hold on. My phone ringing. People coming to my house. Open the gate. Hold on. Okay, I'm trying to see what he's saying.
Yeah, he
here.
Just said,
I introduced Candace to the person who made the logo and they didn't want their name on it, so she used mine. I never wanted any association with Blexit. Okay, this nigga was just talking at Blexit.
That's what I'm saying.
My eyes are wide open now. I realize I've been used to spread messages that I don't believe in.
What?
I'm distancing myself from politics, completely focused on being okay.
This is crazy, right?
This nigga's backpedaling with his cooning.
Like, what is he? He's done this like three times.
Yeah, I know. He keeps doing it.
Do we believe
him? Yeah, it's going back and forth.
Kanye, come get these damn biscuits and stop playing, nigga. Oh, like, you know these biscuits, you want them?
Yo, like, I'm so confused right now. Like, what do we do? This man is bipolar. I'm just chalking up.
I think he has really bad communication skills.
He's just backpedaling with the cooning.
But he did that before, remember?
Yeah.
So do we
believe him? Backpedaled again.
Remember, he went
back
on the Chicago radio station.
Yep. I said, yeah.
But
and
then he came
and
out.
Then came right back.
Yes.
All right, this is he's just a reformed coon and who's relapsing. He keeps relapsing back into coonery.
So it's like an addiction. A coon can
It's a coon addiction. He can't knock the butter biscuits. He can't get it out of his system.
Or do you guys think he's really under a spell? And like,
oh God, them Kardashians.
I heard it's a lot of witch stuff going on. Like, I know and this is so weird because I don't even believe in any of this stuff, but I met two different people that I know that are dealing with like live ass witches. Like, straight up.
I'm saying that shit
like,
is real.
I didn't even know it was real, but I know that this girl I know took somebody I knew to a witch seance the other day. And I was freaked out. I got holy water. I'm like, look, don't get near me.
That shit is really real.
I didn't know it was real. So I'm like, yo, maybe the Kardashians. And I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying it's some shit going on.
Man. Anyway, man, we got to get out of here, y'all. Layla, what is your Instagram? Layla.
Miss. Oh, call me Janet.
Miss Nasty. Miss Janet, if you're nasty, go ahead.
Okay, no,
y'all both got it wrong. I know, we fucking it all up. I can barely talk with my Jessamyn Peterson mask.
Talk the whole
let's see the shoes, Bree. Bree got the disco shoes on y'all ass. Shit.
That's a cute outfit for real. I'll wear that outfit for real. That's cute. Miss Layla Lopez. So MSLAILALOPEC.
Yes, indeed. And Miss Bree, where can we find you?
I'm at Bree.Ariar.
There you go. And I'm at Tariq Elite on Instagram and Tariq Nasheed on Twitter. You guys go to minkslide.com to get your tickets. Get your
Diana
book.
Diana and Janet will be there.
Get the book. Bree, can you hold the book up? Get the book of the lovely ladies. Every time I have people come in the office, they look in that book. They be like, God damn.
Yes.
That's right. That book makes you say, God damn.
That's what we do.
That's at ismradio.com. Get those fine girls. Sneaky. Have that coffee table.
Yeah.
Look at it. Wake up with it. Do things at night with it.
No, don't.
Oh, y'all will love that.
Me and Bree, I have an idea. Uh-oh, I have a rhythm spoon idea.
Rhythm spoons. Uh-oh.
No, I was going to ask you.
What's the rhythm spoons?
No,
here we go.
No. It's not even a rhythm spoons, really. I'll save that for off there. But no, I was just saying, what are you doing for your birthday?
I really want to go to Bali. You guys want to send me to Bali, me and Layla?
That's so funny. Yeah. My brother was talking about going to Bali.
Bali's the shit.
Really?
Bali's nice.
I just saw a video of it raining during the day, and I'm like, oh my God, there's my soul belongs there. Mm. Like, that's what it feels like.
That
I
was my
go.
Original plan to go out to the country.
Bali is the shit.
What are you doing?
I was thinking about going to New York and Atlanta. I wanted to see if you wanted to go. Because I really want to go out of the town. Look, I sound like Cardi B.
Out of the town.
I really cannot talk today.
Get some footages.
I should have just been Cardi B for Halloween.
Yes, you should have.
No, you know why this thing is so tight? Like, you know, I got an excuse.
I know.
No, this thing is
nigga-splaining.
No, this thing is so tight. I cannot wait to take it off.
You got that Janet shit down.
It is so tight, man. It's so tight.
You need to send a picture to Brandy for real.
I am. Brandy, I'm auntie.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're out of here. Okay, we'll holler at you guys next week. Y'all be good.